From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Fresh organic fruits and vegetables will find growing demand in the Canadian market, according to a new USDA report. In the 2019 Retail Sector Review of Canada, published by the Foreign Agricultural Service, a substantial sector of the Canadian retail market is looking for low-priced foods, while the other segment hungers for premium and specialty food items. The Packer.com reports breaking into the Canadian market may require success with independent retailers before business is won with large chains. The Chinese government has asked its state-owned enterprises to suspend imports of U.S. ag products after President Trump ratcheted up trade tensions with the Asian nation. According to AgWeb.com, China's state-run agricultural firms have now stopped buying American goods, waiting to see how trade talks progress. President Trump proposed adding 10% tariffs on another $300 billion in imports beginning September 1, while officials in Beijing have pledged to respond if the U.S. insists on adding the extra tariffs. U.S. farmers feel more confident about the U.S. economy and a favorable outcome to the tariff trade dispute with China, and revealed more prevalent planting acreage was registered than many thought. The Ag Economy Barometer for July jumped to a reading of 153, an increase of 27 points over June. Agriculture.com reports July was the second month in a row the barometer rose sharply, leaving the barometer 52 points higher than in May. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.